Guys, Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Gunter.
Magic 89.9.
A divorce bill, and we're gonna have a song for that too. Can't wait. It's gonna be a beautiful day.
Can you sing it?
Divorce me.
Not right.
Staying every day. Welcome to the world famous Magic 89.9 at 6:34 here on this amazingly rainy Tuesday.
As I thought the sky cleared up kanina umaga.
I know. Great, like Grace came in here and said, ganda ng weather. I'm like,
I know. Seriously.
Hindi na umuula. Grace, where did you, what city did you wake up in?
Where did you come from?
What country did you wake up in?
No, I woke up today and I found out the classes were canceled. And I was thinking to myself, oh, kung kailan na clear up yung sky.
And then like Grace cleared up the sky. It's horrible outside.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know when I woke up this morning. It was fine.
It's terrible. 631-0899 is our phone number. Welcome to the best episode of this morning show ever.
Ever.
That's right. Today's going to be the best ever, if you've ever heard, in the 5 years that we've done this show. I promise you.
Believe.
And if we lie at the end of the show, if you are not satisfied, we're going to give your money back. That's how confident we are in our product.
Yes.
We're also in the provinces at 1-800-10-KILLER-B. So good morning, major cities in all of the Philippines. This is Mo. That's my name. On my left here sits Grace Lee. Good morning, Grace. How are you?
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, Angelica. Good morning, everyone out there.
Angelicopter sits to the right and call her Chopper as a nickname.
Thanks. Welcome right. to the best show ever.
No, no Mojo Jojo this morning. He's dead, so let's celebrate
Stop
that.
Stop it. He's not dead.
He didn't die?
He is just Damn. Sick.
What is he, have sipon? But that leads to death, right, usually?
No.
Damn it. He will be here this morning, but it's just going to be the three of us. No worries. You can call us, still be part of our show. Tuesdays, we kind of flirt around with your relationship problems, some sex advice a little bit later on the program. But we can generally talk about anything that kind of irritates you or entertains you or it's just something on your mind. Just as long as it's riveting, we'll forgive you. Let's see. We have a lot of phone calls to get to. Should we start with some of them now?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hello? Hello? Fine. Okay, fine then. Hello? Hello?
That's why they say you're gay.
Why?
Fine.
Fine. Fine. Fine. Fine then. Yeah. We should
be on.
Huh? De. Hello?
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, who's this?
Marvin.
Marvin, you're on the show. What's up?
Yes, it's an extension of laughing out for the motorbike riders.
Oh, again, Marvin? No, I'm sorry. No, no, get away from us. Hello?
What happened?
I don't want to, every single
what
day.
What about motorcycles?
Here's the thing. Every day on the show, I think this is what's happening. Nahahawa mga listeners sa isa't isa. They think just because pinatulan natin yung topic kahapon that we can do it every single day.
No,
no.
You can't.
We Especially, talked about motorcycles yesterday. Yes. I'm done with talking motorcycles. We talked billboard. The next day, billboard. No.
Especially if we just talked about it this week.
Yes,
not even yesterday.
Guys.
If it's this week, most likely we won't entertain your topic.
Understand how you put on a good show is by having new stuff True. To talk about.
Or at least let the topic expire for 2 months.
Yes, let
2 months.
Okay, give me 2 days. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Albert. Good morning, guys.
Albert, what do you got, brother?
Hey, I just have one quick question. Has anyone seen Captain America? And if you have, is it good?
I heard it was not good, and so the answer would be no. I bought a bunch of tickets the other day to take some listeners out, but I didn't end up watching the movie. I didn't hear great reviews about it.
Okay.
But you know what? It's just such an iconic type of character. I mean, I don't even know if the Filipinos loved Captain America. I was never a big Captain America fan as a child. Just because the name America was in it, and I was like, because you know, I'm in the Philippines, I would be so excited.
Well,
about
I did, and I've always have, and I'm planning to take my little nephew to see it this weekend.
So. Well, then, I mean, if you always have, then watch it. It's like Green Lantern. Green Lantern was a bad movie, but I was a big Green Lantern fan, so I'm going to watch it. You know,
yeah, I was kind of entertained with Green Lantern, and I took him too. So,
oh, then you'll be fine.
When Captain America comes out, I take him as well. So,
I think Captain America is supposed to be a little bit better than Green Lantern, anyway. So, if you were entertained by Green Lantern, then you'll be fine with Captain America.
Yeah, and plus, it'll be worth it.
Right, and it intertwines with the I think succeeding movies of the Avengers, you know. So it would be nice to watch it if you're a big fan of that stuff.
All right.
Let me ask you a question though, since you brought up your childhood, and maybe this could be our first topic here. 631-0899. What are some of the toys or things you wanted as a kid that you never really got? Not because you like no one gave it to you, or I guess you can't buy it, but just. One of those things that when you think about
Hello?
It now, yeah, one of those things when you think about it now, there's a toy you wanted really, really bad or some sort of thing you wanted that kids liked and you never got.
Mm. All right. You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Okay. I'm sorry. It was kind of choppy because I'm driving through Tagaytay and it's raining really hard.
All right. Well,
but, probably I Mazinger Z, the robot, that's as big as that. As big as me when I was a child.
And how? What? They didn't sell it?
By Mazinger Z, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't have the Voltron. I had the Voltron Lion, the big one, and that was my God, one of my best toys I've ever had in my life. And
yeah,
I had a lot of
my
toys.
Age, but yeah, if there's one thing, that would be it.
Gotcha. You know what I wanted? I wanted the race car bed. You know?
Oh yeah.
You know? It seemed like.
Kind of things.
Yeah, in the movies, the kids always had the bed in the coche. That was the car. Oh, my God. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello,
Karen. It's ruining my story.
Be safe, Jesse.
Yes, it's a big speed bump in my race car story.
We're listening to Mo having a lot of toys. Just listen.
No, I mean, I had a lot of toys. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of toys as a kid. And I never got the race car bed.
You never get what you want because I remember I wanted the Barbie Jeep. There was a Barbie Jeep.
Oh, I had the Barbie Jeep, the pink one.
You had the
Are
Barbie
you serious?
Yeah, I have three sisters.
Because you have sisters, yeah. That's right. You know, I've always wanted a video game when I was growing up because all of my friends
Super
had one.
Super Famicom, you never got that?
Oh, I got that. I never, ever had a video game. Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
So not just there isn't a specific game that you didn't get. It's
no,
actually
I never had
game,
the games.
And you didn't. You had zero video game consoles.
She didn't know the
and your goddamn Oriental. Like, exactly. Like, you're more Japanese than we are because you're, like, closer to them. Yeah. And you never got one?
Yeah, because my parents, when we were growing up, kind of thought that it wasn't, you know, suitable for
what?
For
and then
children.
look at how you turned out. And then, oh, my God.
We should have given you
your parents. Family
computer.
Not even.
Well, I got Barbies and Barbie houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Houses.
Hello? Yeah, of course, 'cause that's what they need to teach you. To teach you to be beautiful so people can buy you homes. Hello?
Ang layo, no.
Not just one home.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. We're talking about toys you didn't get as a kid, but you still sound like a kid.
I'm not a kid.
All right, sorry. It's your voice. What do you got?
I used to want to get a little salad gun for it, and I wanted this one that looked like a Glock, but then my parents got me a Barbie.
You wanted a Glock gun? Toy gun?
Yeah, the pellet gun.
Oh, a pellet gun. And never got
it.
I see why.
But a lot of kids wouldn't get that. Even boys wouldn't get that because it's a Glock.
My brother had them.
Yeah.
My brother had them. He even had a shotgun edition type that you actually had to cough it before you kill it. It was so cool.
Are you still lesbian to this very day?
Not
anymore?
Any sort of gun, anything that assembles gun, for me, should not be bought as toys to boys or girls.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just not for it.
Yeah. Okay. You're so cute, Grace.
Why?
Just because your English sometimes is so bad.
Anything that assembles guns
is really bad for kids.
Sorry. I didn't even realize. I tried to read the story of that. the girl who went missing in the States, and I'm trying to talk at the same time.
You know, it's funny because if our listener does it, we're all over him. But you do that maybe 4 or 5 times a week, and I just let it pass.
No, I don't. Because
you really
every
do.
Time I do it, you point it out.
No, I don't. Yeah. I only point it out when it's outrageous.
Yes, you do.
Grace, I promise.
A lot of us make grammatical errors in this show, and you don't point it out. It's always me.
Because it comes with sort of like it comes with this Oriental accent. Anything that assemble gun is
resembles a gun.
It's the cutest thing ever. All right. Thanks, Anne, for the call. Mistake. Hello.
Hi, this is Bea.
And what do you want? Grenades?
No.
Okay.
I always wanted the molder for the clay.
Oh yeah, the Play-Doh molders.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
The one that actually makes like spaghetti.
You can make spaghetti.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had that. The one where you push the lever and then parang tumatay.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And they had those big ass molders, right? Like for burger patties.
Yeah. Actually, quite honestly, I had one of those. The yellow ones, right?
Yep. What did you not have?
Yeah. I told you I had a lot of toys growing up. All right.
Thank you.
Well, we had
one question.
Sure, love.
Does the suspension of status apply to college people?
Do the class, you know what? Say yes, and then say Grace Lee of the Magic 89.9 announced it. That classes were canceled all the way to the high level.
No,
it's just because you're the one with the most clout. All right, just say Grace Lee on a KBP broadcaster.
Yeah, can you not? I did not say anything.
That
I
there
did
was
not.
No school, all levels.
No,
even
I didn't
in the province.
Say that.
Even Cebu, stop Davao, you guys listening to us live, Boracay, there's no school there.
You're ridiculous.
All you guys, classes suspended as per Grace Lee.
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
No, don't listen to
right.
Mo.
Go
She's
home.
Like, okay,
go
going home now.
Go back to sleep.
This is not the time to be masunuri bata.
Go home, go back to sleep. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rain.
Hi, Rain.
Hi, good morning.
Jane.
Long time.
Jane, I'm sorry. It's just because, you know. Yeah. Anyway, go. What do you got?
I used to want an RC before.
RC car?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The huge one. The 1:18 scale.
Yeah, type. Yeah. Whoa,
yeah,
1:18.
Yeah, but I used... Yeah,
that's
got
huge.
Barbie.
Okay, is this just girls who wanted boy toys now?
No wonder you guys didn't get it.
Did you want the buggy type, the race car type?
The race car type.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
1:18 scale? That's considered huge?
Yeah.
We have no idea what you're talking about.
1:18 of the real size of the vehicle is what it is.
That's
but
pretty
I,
huge.
Okay, I'm gonna sound like a little mayabang spoiled brat now for a sec. But I
had that again.
I'm a big RC guy, and I do airplanes. And anything anything smaller than a 1/4 scale is too small.
But you know what? My dad used to be into that sport.
Yeah.
The helicopter and plane.
Sure.
And it used to be Yeah, like about one-fourth the size of a real thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I have a one-fourth Piper Cub, 11-foot.
My mom discouraged him 11 until foot. He cut his leg, like he got 18 stitches. Kulay. And then he stopped.
How can really? He cut it? Did he ride the plane?
No. He went near the helicopter when it landed way too soon.
So bright.
So it cut him.
So bright.
He was talking to his friend. And it,
of course, because that's what I do with helicopters. Just thinking, hey. Hi. Yeah, my daughter wanted one of those stupid video games. All right, thanks for the call.
All right,
love. Bye. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hey, Reynold. Good morning, guys.
Reynold, you're on the show. What's up?
Yes, what I remember is I wasn't able to get an Atari.
Ew.
Oh, Atari.
Really? Why?
Yes, during that time, it was so expensive. Tsaka, naalala ko, nabibili lang siya before sa cash and carry.
That's right.
Here in Makati.
That's right. Yeah.
Tapos, nilumabas si Nintendo Family, hindi rin ako nakabili. So, what my parents did, they bought the Hana DC-1, the fake one.
God, I thought you were gonna say they bought you a brick game. Like, that's the pinaka best you got was a brick game. Oh, the handheld Tetris. Oh, sweet Jesus. All right. Thanks, Reynold.
All right, thanks,
Reynold. No worries. Bye.
Hello?
Hello? And let's try this one. Hello? No? Next call? Magic, hello?
Hi, good morning.
Morning, who's this?
It's Vince.
Vince, you're on the program. What's up?
I never had the Transformers action figures.
Not one.
I had all the G.I. Joes, the Star Wars action figures. But for some reason, my parents didn't buy me the Transformers.
I wonder why.
Really? I'm shocked. Okay, which one did you want the most?
Optimus Prime, of course. Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Megatron. Yeah, Optimus was cool. Megatron was a sucky toy because it was just a gun, and then and then he didn't even look like human. It's not like it's supposed to look human, but it didn't even have a discernible face on him. So yes. Megatron sucked as a toy, but Optimus Prime was an excellent toy to have.
Yeah. Rock and just like the last caller, I never had video games. That's
wow.
I guess that's kind of inspired me to do good in school and eventually work, and now I have all the. I have the PS3.
Nice.
And the new PS3 coming out in a little while. It looks awesome. The reason why I had a lot of toys was because of grades. I mean, that's basically the X deal with the parents. Yeah. Stellar grades, no barcada, no vices, no cheating in school, none of that nonsense. And then you're going to get all the toys you want. So it kind of did work out for us. Hello?
Hello?
No? Okay. I'm trying to think what I didn't get. Okay, race car bed.
I just wanted my Barbie Jeep. And then there's a phone inside the Jeep. You can talk to Ken.
And you know, it was so frustrating for me because all I got when I was a kid are Barbie dolls. And I never liked Barbie dolls. Like, I would, like, my friends, they'd braid her hair, dress her up, wash her. Me, I cut her head off.
You cut her head off. You, really?
I cut her hair
Korean.
Off.
Korean, yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd, like, remove her arm. And my mom would get so frustrated that she'd keep buying me Barbie dolls. And I'm like, why keep buying Barbie dolls?
Because they want to teach you to not kill humans.
That's true.
You'll fit right in politics. Hello?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, May.
What's up?
The one thing that I didn't get when I was a child was rollerblades.
Oh, by the way, I never got rollerblades. That's right.
It's nice to hear.
Good. Yeah, you're...
Because my parents don't want me to get into any accidents.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're never in a very, very safe... No car zone village. I don't think that's safe. And here in the Philippines, that's
the thing with the rollerblades is all streets are so bad. Kahit sa mga subdivisions, the gravel or in the kind of in the way the roads are paved, it's not smooth. Mm-hmm. It would be a terrible ride. All right, rock on. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right, one more. We're done. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Carlo.
Carlo, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Carlo.
But me and my brother, when we were young, we never really asked for that many toys.
Sure.
But when my baby brother asked for one, my father couldn't find it. It was the a golden gun from the FPJ movies.
They sell FPJ toys?
No, actually, they didn't.
Okay, well then obviously
couldn't find it.
This is the stupidest story I've heard all year. You know what I wanted?
Well,
I wanted the heavenly halo on my head. I wanted to wake up one day with just the halo like Jesus has in the pictures. But since it doesn't exist, I never got it.
I hate my dad for not getting it for me.
And I hate my parents. Those depriving me of what I wanted as a child.
I still have issues about that.
Yeah. I wanted the golden gun or the FPJ movies. The problem was it didn't exist. So I never got it. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's riveting. Thank you. Let's take a break because that was...
so deep.
Deserves a round of applause. Back after this. Don't go away.
Good times with Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. And Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
It's the first face I see when I wake up, and the last before I sleep. I update status every minute, chat with friends without limit. I share almost everything from pics to checking in. I admit, I'm a Facebook addict. And I thank Smart for this cool new phone that lets me do it. The HTC Cha-Cha, only from Smart. With a special button that lets you do all the things you love on Facebook in just one push. It's free at Data Plan 1000. Get one now. And like it.
Signal HD Hot Deals extended till September 30. Hurry, get free Signal HD kit and installation with plans 990 and 1290. 1,500 peso deposit required for plan 990. Call 244-6251. See flyers for details. Pretty answer permit number 2706, series of 2011.
OMG! Look! Saksakana!
Huh?
No, no. They're all on your face. Saksakan and gross.
Mug Pond's Pure White Facial Wash Kana. It has activated carbon that sucks all the dirt. Sucks excess oil and sucks stubborn makeup. Be one of the millions, as in Saksakan and Dame, who's out with the dirt and in with Pond's Black Facial Wash.
Oh my god! Saksakan!
Huh? Under the man.
Me! Saksakan and ganda.
We all have our passions in life. Passion for dancing. Passion for computer games. And passion for arts and music. And in today's world, it's technology that connects us to our passions in life. Whether you're a gamer or a music enthusiast, there's a right piece of HP technology available to turn these passions into reality. Meet the HP Envy, HP G Series Notebooks, HP Pavilion Entertainment PCs, and the HP Mini Note. With HP, passion and technology make perfect harmony. HP, everybody on.
For the elite members of Philippine Airlines Mabuhay Miles.
Thank you. Travel like a jet setter with your Mabuhay Miles World MasterCard, the only card tied up with a Philippine Airlines Mabuhay Miles Elite Membership Card, which lets you enjoy additional 10 kilograms free luggage allowance, priority check-in, and many more. Plus, access to the exclusive Mabuhay Lounge. With a low conversion rate of 33 pesos to a mile, you'll reach your five-star destinations quicker.
Now, this is the high life. Call 818-9818 for details.
Sa mundo ng mga text offers, iisa lang ang may kakaibang lakas. From Smart, bago lahat text only 25. Ang unlimited text to all networks. Na ngayon, mas pinatindi pa ng free 10 minutes of calls.
It's all under control.
25 pesos lang. Message sent to all. Kaya text LTU25 to 2266 now. Dito ka na sa leader in wireless. Smart.
Calls are consumable smart to smart. Available to smart prepaid subscribers. Offer valid for one day. One peso balance must be maintained. Read flyers for details. Promo runs until November 30, 2011. Per DTI answer permit number 6512, series of 2011.
Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao can expect rains as the intertropical convergence zone continues to affect these areas. In the latest forecast, rain surprises will become widespread throughout the archipelago as Caltex, on its 75th anniversary, gives you a chance to win a brand new Toyota Fortuner or fuels worth up to 75,000 pesos. The public is advised to fuel up at Caltex and experience a downpour of prices. Meanwhile, all across the islands, Caltex with Techron is cleaning engines as they are being driven. This report was brought to you by Caltex, celebrating 75 years of enjoyable journey with the Filipino people.
Promo runs from July 15 to October 25, 2011, per DTI NCR permit number 4824, series of 2011.
I'm craving for a red ribbon Black Forest, all beef Salisbury steak, a labok, and a yummy cheese roll.
I want to shop.
Spend as low as 1,000 pesos anywhere with your East-West Bank credit card and get the red ribbon treats you crave for free. Promo terms and conditions apply. Promo runs until September 30, 2011. Redemption period is until November 30, 2011 per DTI NCR permit number 4545, series of 2011.
Join the search for the next Miss Resorts World Manila. If you're a single Filipina, 18 to 27 years old, and at least 5 feet 6 inches tall, come over to the final screening on August 6 at the Marriott Hotel Manila. A fabulous year ahead, a mega magazine feature, and up to 1 million pesos worth of prizes await the winners. The grand coronation night is on August 27. For more information, call Scribble Works Productions at 09 178-6203. Visit rwmanila.com or like us on facebook.com/rwmanila. Miss Resorts World Manila 2011 is presented in partnership with Star Cruise, Beverly Hills 6750, Pit Flop, World Traveler, Headgren, PLDT My DSL, Mega Magazine, Zuri, and STI.
Resorts World Manila.
Star bartenders from Knowledge Channel Foundation.
Magic 89.9 and Chili's Grill and Bar present the 10th Chili Star Bar Challenge 2011. Be there as the best Chili Star bartenders in the Philippines showcase their talents in drink mixing and show flaring as they compete for the honor of becoming the 10th Chili Star Bartender for 2011. Proceeds of the event is for the benefit of the Knowledge Channel Foundation. Join us on August 11, 2011, 8:30 p.m. at Chili's Green Hills. Presented by major sponsor Pepsi.
You have the face only a mother could love. Now you seem less horrid as the steam of my McCafe premium roast coffee rises up and blurs your scowl. Your monstrous roar of Monday morning orders usually leaves a bitter taste in my tongue. But as I sip the nutty, caramelized flavor of my morning brew, I say to myself, boss, there can never be sweet without the bitter.
Oh, the wonders of McCafe premium roast coffee. At only 25 pesos. Enjoy a wonderful warm cup of McCafe premium roast coffee for free. Yep, we're giving away free coffee from August 8 to 12, 4 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Visit facebook.com/mcdaw.ph to find out how to get your free cup. Per DTI NCR permit number 6248, series of 2011.
Naranasan mo na ba ang painful congestion? Ganito, kumuha ng sipit, ilagay sa ilong. Tapos, kumuha ng kawali, yung pagbaos, at ihampas sa noo. Nang tatlong beses. Pag hindi makahinga, at ganyan kasakit ang ulo, painful congestion na nga, isinotab mo na. May decongestant para tanggal ang baradong ilong, at pain reliever para tanggal ang sakit na dulot ito. Kaya mag-double action Sinotab. Parang gusto ko ng pritong bangus ah.
Phenylpropanolamine HCl chlorphenamine malate paracetamol is a generic name of Sinotab. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
For fast relief from painful congestion, mag-double action Sinotab.
How to enjoy new The Bar Citrus Tequila.
Just lick some salt.
Shoot the tequila.
Suck the lime.
Dream of owning an Apple gadget?
Now you can with your new East West Bank credit card with balance transfer. Apply for an East West Bank credit card and transfer your other credit card balances at 0.99% to get an Apple gadget. Call 888-1700 or visit www.eastwestbanker.com. Promo runs until August 15, 2011. Terms and conditions apply. Per DTI NCR permit number 3402, series of 2011.
Pag tinedmang skin allergy. Pwedeng maging
infection, skin asthma, eczema.
Mag-alert aga with Intra-Allergy Shield. Sangga ang allergy mula noon hanggang labas.
Allergy.
Ala na!
Basta allergy. Alerta. Loratadine is the generic name of Alerta. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Gaano katagal kailangan tiisin ang pain? Ang pain, wag nang patagalin. Ang sakit, dapat may limit.
Prescribe pain medicine.
symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Back on the program, it's hour number two of the greatest episode of the show ever on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for listening to us. Some announcements before we get to your phone calls. By the way, our phone number is 631-0899. If you want to call us, get yourself on the radio. We do talk a lot about relationships. Excuse me. And specifically your sex life a little bit
on
later.
Tuesdays? Love
Grace
life.
Yes, on Tuesdays. So if you have a problem with your junk,
with your heart,
cut a hole in the box, put your junk in that box, make her open the box.
If you have a hole in your heart,
we'll fill it in the box.
No! Are we a musical now?
Sorry.
I am all Glee version.
This is
of
Radio
show.
Glee. That's right.
Radio Glee.
This is Radio Glee.
You guys want me to sing?
Yeah, it's in. It's Dick in the Box all morning long.
Dick in a Box?
That's right. You don't know that song?
Let's not go there.
Chopper.
No classes for younger kids today.
You.
They're listening to the
show. You don't know Dick in the Box?
I know.
Cut a hole in the box. Put your junk in that box.
I know. I want to make you
Timberlake
pregnant.
Justin Timberlake is so funny.
Open the box.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yes.
The box.
Yes. I remember now.
Man. Hey, you know what? You can enjoy Facebook.
Really?
Even on the most basic MMS capable phones. Yep. Smart. The leader in wireless brings you the coolest thing to ever be downloaded on the history of your cell phone. The Facebook mobile application. Get the latest Facebook chismes on the news feed. Upload last night's gimmick pics and stay updated even when you're on the go. And what's even better, it's absolutely free. Yes, free. To download, just text FB to 211. You only need to download the Facebook mobile application once, you guys, and you can use it for free from now until October 14, 2011. Like it, download it, get smart about Facebook now. Starting October 15, regular rates will apply. 10 pesos per day. Reflash for details for DTI and TR. Permits 6332. Series of 2011. Grace, Chopper,
yes.
What's up?
Hey, ladies. Bellify, the Bella Essentials Beauty Makeover is still running. You only have until August 15 to send in your entries. Besides a chance to win 150,000 pesos beauty makeover from Bello Medical Group, Creation Salon by Lourdes Ramos, Chocolate Clothing and Modern Academy, Bello Essentials is also giving away 100 awesome prizes every week via digital raffle. How to join? Just purchase any Bello Essentials product and log on to facebook.com/Bello Essentials for instructions. This is your chance to go from bummer to stunner. So send in your entries now. Until August 15 only for DOH FDA permit number 0746, series of 2011.
Helicopter?
Saying thank you to Forever 21 over there at SM Mega Mall and SM Radio. Also to Miss Cherry, Reyes of Tony and Guy.
All right, here we go. 631-0899 is our phone number. Let's talk to the kids here. See what's on their mind. Let's start with this person. Hello? Hello? Fine. Who's this?
Gio.
Gio, what's up?
Gio, good morning.
Gio, good morning. What's up?
Yeah. Mo, meron lang gusto sanang itanong.
Sure.
Meron lang gusto malaman sa'yo.
Yes.
Hanggang saan mo kayang tulungan yung mga callers mo? Callers niyo?
It's a super vague question. It depends. What are you talking about? Am I going to give you money? No?
No, not financially.
Yeah, so that's why. What then?
You have to be specific.
Kasi, pwede mo ba akong i-hook kay Samoy G?
Why don't you call Sam YG?
Call the boys. They have the same number. It's the same number. It's just different time slot.
Papansinin ba niya?
Ano ba problema mo? Ba't kailangan mo si Sam YG?
Hindi kasi...
5-6 ka ba?
Ano ba?
5-6.
Hindi ah.
Sige, what do you need from him?
Magpapatulong sana ako dun sa ano.
You know,
Ipulaga.
Anong, gusto mo sumali sa Ipulaga?
No. Meron lang akong gusto.
Wait, is Sam YG on Ipulaga?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Is
he
he's back on Ipulaga? He's back on Ipulaga?
Yes, he is.
He used to not be, right?
Right. We did this
Sam
and after that he went back.
No, he's not on Ipulaga, is he?
He is. He's back now.
I don't know
if he's there every day, but he's back on Ipulaga.
I don't think he's there every day.
No,
I think he's there on Saturdays. Okay, anyway, whatever.
Oh, but
tawagan mo siya.
Dude, why don't you call? Why are you calling me?
Tweet him!
Kasi, iba naman kasi yung ano nila.
Why are we talking to him?
Yung...
ano?
Ano nung show nila sa show? May ikaw ka?
Kaya nga, ba't
nagano kayo sa callers niya?
I'm sorry?
Ano?
Mas nagpo-focus kayo sa callers niya. Sa kanila lang. Iba yung...
Oh, you mean we love our listeners and they hate them. Yeah, that's true.
That's
okay,
right.
True. Yeah.
They love their listeners also. Ngayon, mas lalo na hindi ka tutulungan ni Sam YG dahil sinabi mo yan.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Oh,
hello?
Oh.
Hello?
I'm TV ba to?
Hi, who's this? Yes. Hi, well, welcome to Bulilit or whatever this kid show are.
From Glee to Bulilit.
Who's this?
This is Nathan.
Nathan, turn off your radio.
Not your phone.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi, Nathan.
Just a quick question. What do you guys think about the ASCAs? I mean, me and my office mates were talking about it, and some of my office were kind of pissed. They think they're overrated, and because kasi laki lang yan, but what do you think of them? Are you guys overrated?
Well, I don't think they're overrated because I don't think a lot of people expect a lot from them. See, that I think that's why the ASCALs are popular is because win or lose, we love you because you're handsome. Yeah, and it's nice to have another Philippine team with media attention at the same time. See, I'm mixed about the ASCALs. I'm happy that people are into a new game because we kind of concentrate.
Brings everyone together.
Well, I don't want to say brings everyone together, but at least there's some sort of interest in a new game. Like, everyone's into basketball, mm-hmm. boxing. When billiards was popular, when Efren Reyes was, no, not billiards. Please not billiards. Goddamn game sucks. And then now, football, which is a pretty popular game, I'm happy that there's attention. But at the same time, it's obvious that a lot of the attention is because they're really good-looking guys. Like, I was listening to an interview with them yesterday. They all have British accents. I mean, okay, yes, it's come to be expected from Phil and James. But the other dudes are like, so what do you feel about your match with Kuwait? Well, you know, it was like, okay. And I'm like, really, that's our national team. Or they only interview the British players or the American players.
There are a lot of Filipino players there na magaling na mag-Tagalog, dito lumaki,
but they never get interviewed.
Sila yung interview
and they're
even
better than some of the... They're even better players
That's why it kind of irritates me. They should interview Chiefy more. When we do news and I watch them, I get irritated by the fact that only, like, what, 5 from ASCALs get interviewed all the time.
And it's the 5 foreign guys that get interviewed.
British accent. And what's weird, Bice, when you just watch the interview, and if I'm not from the Philippines, you wouldn't think that's a Philippine team.
No,
because everybody has British accent. And it's like...
And not to put them down, because what I'm going to say right now will probably irritate one of them. But I'm like, it's like, okay... he's like, we have to bring pride to the nation. We have to bring pride to the Philippines. I'm like, name me 5 presidents. Pride to the Philippines. You know Carlos Garcia is?
Yeah.
You know, our last match. That's what probably would happen. Now, of course, now he's going to go study. But it's that. You know? Okay, fine. Yeah. Maybe I don't know Philippine history also as well as the next guy. Maybe I don't know, whatever. But it's just every single one who gets interviewed.
There are more players to be interviewed.
It just seems like if I ask them to name 7 provinces, there's no way in hell. Yeah, there's no way in hell that's going to happen.
Yeah, and the thing is, pissed me off is, I mean, some other sport in our country is not getting recognized. Like the rowing team, like the dragon.
Right. Well, yeah, but okay.
They've been doing it every time, and
because they're more random.
Yeah, but that's always going to happen. That's just the way it is. In every country, there's going to be certain sports that are going to be highlighted on us. And come on, let's be realistic. Football is the most popular sport in the world. So you can't really compare the two. I understand what you're talking about. We've complained about that before.
Our rowing team, world record.
Yeah, we've complained about that before in terms of why does other sports not get recognized. But, you know,
should get the rowing team a billboard in this volcano thing. Whatever.
Again, it goes back to marketability, sellability. These guys are handsome. Put them in an underwear.
Ben, Kaya, in market. Philippine rowing team. They set 2 world records. I remember.
Yeah, and they fought in 3 tours in Basilan. It's like they're Marines. They're not going to get promoted. All right? I'm sorry. 2 world records and 3 tours down south with the insurgents. It's just not sexy. They're not going to sell underwear. All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We don't want them to sell underwear. For a change, put a shirt on these men.
I know. They're uniforms.
Hello? Hello? They have billboards in Basilan. Come on, guys. Let's rock on. They got billboards down there.
Right?
Please.
I'm sure they do.
Please. All right?
I hope they do.
Whew. Okay lang kahit wala. Look what happened to Edsa.
Me. 5 presidents. Where are we?
Presidents.
No, because that's wrong. Because it makes me sound like a prick and all that stuff. But
we know where you're coming from.
No, you're just trying to make a point.
like it's not like you're trying to be an a-hole. It's a fact.
When I was in a We Believe event before their game, on stage, I tried asking for like say the Chiefy or the other more non half breeds, if I may say so.
Yeah.
And interview them on stage. You didn't want to get close. No, yun, si Phil Nalang, si I see, si Nalang, si
Yaton or whatever.
Neil or whatever. I was like, no, you guys, I had to pull one and really like talk to them. And they can talk. They can talk about the passion that they, you know, they're practicing.
In Tagalog.
English then.
In Tagalog and English. I would love our Philippine team to speak Tagalog. Bakit hindi? Philippine team nga eh.
What do you mean our Philippine team? You Korean?
Hey, stop it! I'm adopted Filipina. Or hindi mo pa narinig si Mike Enriquez? Koreana may pusong Pinay?
Pero hindi ka pa naturalized.
Fine. I'm fixing my documents.
Right. Yeah.
One day I'm gonna wave it on your face.
Just call Pinoy and just say fix it already.
Yeah, hey Sol, sit down over there. Alright, let's get some music. Han. By the way, welcome to the program. That's right. We're until 9 o'clock on a very rainy Tuesday. We'll take your relationship problems also here at 631-089 as our sex advice with Grace Lee creeps up. I'd say about 20 minutes from now, we'll go ahead and do that. Here's the unique and famous. Naked and Famous, a New Zealand band. experience.
Love singing to it. Do they have a Filipino in that band?
No, she's okay. She looks
Filipina, actually. She's good passport.
She kind of looks like you, Grace, the lead singer of that.
Oh, but Filipina, more Filipina.
Not really. She's I don't know if she's Kiwi or what, but
she actually reminds me of Vietnamese, you know, the half Filipina. Was she half Filipina? The American Idol contestant who went all the way to top 10.
Yeah.
She kind of reminds me of
Jasmine.
No, just the last one. We're bad radio DJs. Mia, Lia, 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 L
So Chopper wants to get a tattoo.
Yes.
Of your son, of your little child.
Mean, like, anything that has to do with him.
I've or motherhood.
I remember like months ago.
Why would
ago,
you want a tattoo of motherhood? Every guy that you're going to sleep. Oh, you're married. Every time you're going to sleep with someone. Ow! They're going to remind themselves that you're a mother.
No. Like, for example.
And what's wrong
it's
with
just
that?
The name of the son, naman, Lucas.
I mean, and Lucas is a good name.
Huh? Okay lang yan. Relax.
Ito kasi ko.
Wala
no, I mean, like, I wanted here on my wrist.
You said you wanted it on your body.
No, because Grace was saying here near the boobs kasi gusto niya doon.
Hindi ko kaya. I think your boobs have taken me again.
Listen, I think your boobs have taken enough of beating already.
Ano ba? It wasn't. I have nothing to do with this.
She was the one to ask me. Here's a rib. Grace wants here so may
ano? No. So sabi ko if ever doesn't may fat area. Like I think your fattest area would
be your boobs.
No.
Your boobs, Grace. That would be your fattest. They're D cups.
See, Jessica, the radio DJ in the afternoon of the Andy Jessica show, mm-hmm. has a dragon tattooed in her vagina.
Oh my god!
Vagina.
She does. It's right next to her vagina. Grace, you haven't seen it, have you?
No.
It's right here, dude, right in her vagina.
No.
Dude,
are you serious?
Yes, it's a dragon.
No, like, but is it a tattoo on her thigh?
No. It's like, this is the genitals, this is the dragon.
Are you serious? You're exaggerating.
So it's more like she had it tattooed on her thigh. But it kind of is near.
Because the thigh. Is it on this her is body? The thigh. This is the thigh.
Yeah. But this no, is it on her torso?
Is it here?
It's here.
Don't touch it.
I'm not touching it. It's there.
So it's on her torso, but yeah. Really low.
But above. Like a little above.
It's right
above
the vagina. She's touching the vagina, right?
Why?
Basically.
Dragon? Bakit dragon?
She's hard.
Wait, is it a cute dragon? Like a cartoon dragon?
No, why would you want to? If you're going to get attached to a dragon, it's not going to be anime. It's a dragon.
What about here's a nape? Is that nice?
Because she's ear of the dragon.
So that when your hair is down, it's covered.
Anyway, the point is here's what I wanted to get to. By the way. 631-0899 is our phone number. We'll get to your calls.
Oh, I thought we were going to get tattoo suggestions from me.
No.
Oh.
It's unrelated. I remember I brought up this desire of mine that when your parents, when you're new and you have new kids, new children, don't name your kids right away.
Mm. Because they have not developed the personality.
The personality. Like, name your baby. For example, all you people who are going to have a child in the next week or today, or if you have a child yesterday, don't name your child yet.
How long?
6 months?
Just name them, like, bad. First or second, third.
No, just go, Kuy Bata. It's
Kuy Bata.
The kid's
baby.
Not...
baby.
The kid's not responsive anyway. But here's why. I mean, like... You get a better feel of what they look like after 6 months, and then you can name them.
How soon are you supposed to have your child baptized?
No, it's not.
No, but how soon?
Like usually.
I don't know, three months or whatever. Whatever. My point
but
is.
But when
this.
You give birth, Kase, they ask you already
what
you
the name
to,
is.
Yeah, you fill it up.
But
and then
okay,
you
hospitals, doctors, stop asking because listen, you want to name your child right. Asking. You want to name your child right, okay? And. Sometimes it takes half a year to look at your baby and go, okay, yeah, he looks like a Michael. He looks like a George. He looks like a Procopia. He looks like whatever.
Procopia.
Okay?
All right? Ito mukhang Hermes.
It takes time.
It takes time
for the baby to, yes, establish a face, a look, a personality. And if you're going to go ahead and name it the day it's born and you've barely even seen it, it's just not right.
So, okay, if I was your baby, what would you name me?
What you look like. See, you don't look like an Angelica.
I look like an angel. What are you talking about?
No, you look like a Nicole.
Nicole's yeah, good. Nicole is a very good
you
name
look
for
like,
you.
You look like a Francesca, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice one.
Yeah. And Gracie? And Grace.
Grace looks...
Do I look like a Grace?
Yeah, but Grace is not even your real name. That's invented, too. But see, that's why. And that's my point. And again, that's my point sold.
And
your
I got
name,
my name when I was already 12.
Yeah, you see?
So, yeah.
And before that, your name was Ki-Yong-Hee. And you look nothing like a Ki-Yong.
Lee Kyung-Hee.
Yes.
Yeah, you're Lee Kyung-Hee, and you look nothing like that. So now that you're named Grace, appropriately named Grace, 12 years later... It fits you perfectly. You look like a Grace.
Thank you. But you know what? It's
see, I look like a William. No, I don't. Hello?
Hello. Hey, Bill, sup?
Hi, who's this?
Mike.
But you look like a Chris, right?
No.
Okay. Just to say yes.
Say yes. We did a ton.
All right, Mike, what do you want?
I got the baby range you're talking about.
Listen, turn off your radio so I can listen. Okay. I can hear you better.
Yeah, but in terms of baby names.
Yeah.
Usually, this is from it's a meaning after the like Grace. Almost starting from the G, then you follow the names after your the babies.
What is it, like typhoons? Like, you know, G-H?
Yeah, starting from the letter A.
No, Grace, why is it Grace?
No, my mom, because I needed an English name for my English baptismal certificate. So, you know, my mom was praying on it. She actually, you know, like, she was reading the Bible, and, you know, that's where she got it.
Grace.
And I was 12 already.
But yeah, you look like a Grace. So this is what I'm saying. All you people out there that are going to have children in the next week or two or in a month, don't name your child yet. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Please don't play with your baby names. Like, if you think it's funny, it's not. Because the child is going to suffer for it, not you.
I wanted to name my son Attorney. Attorney, first name.
You know what? If your son was named Attorney, Mo would not have hired you on the show.
That's right. Or you would have been fired once you found out. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? Who? Hello? Oh, whatever. John?
Jack?
Can we please stop naming people like Jane or John? Yung madaming
kapareho. Okay, what's wrong with John?
No, this is Jack.
Sure. Okay, what's up, Jack?
Or Jack. Like, ang daming kapareho.
Okay, like Japanese, Jap. Okay.
Jap. Okay, sorry. Whatever, go.
Okay, anyway, the reason that they have to name their kids right away is because of the birth certificate.
Right. Yeah.
So they have to file right away.
Yeah, Jap, I know that. That's why I'm trying to get the rules changed here.
But you know what? There are certain steps that you take to change the name if ever.
Yeah.
Afterwards. It's just that medyo hassle lang. But if you want to name your kid appropriately and wait 6 months, why not name him typical John Doe or something and then just change it afterwards?
Look at my beautiful John Doe. Here's the thing. Government says you have to file your birth certificate 6 months.
Within?
Yeah, within 6 months. Mm. Whenever you guys are ready.
Why not?
All right?
Yeah, but sometimes the hospital has to file it for you.
I know, but we're going to change that. See, that's the whole point here, Jeff.
Don't you believe in the power of this radio show?
We all know that they need it right away, but that's why we're changing it.
Okay.
We're trying to change one thing at a time.
Because again, it's going to be like we're going to delay a lot of things then.
Okay, but this is so important.
We would rather delay things like this than a lot of other things that are being delayed in the government.
Listen, Pasig River, not as important. Poverty, not as important. Education problems, no way. This is important.
This is important. You know, like my sister, I have an adopted sister. She's my niece biologically.
In other words, anak sa labas. That's what everyone says, right? When they're
dumbass. She's really real. Biologically related to me. Ano ba?
Sorry.
Such a dumbass. She's probably listening to this show.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Idiot.
Then
now she's gonna be like, tell me the truth.
Her name is Grace, Mary Grace, but her dad, who's my first cousin, I think misspelled it.
Her dad, who's your father as well.
You idiot.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. Woo. Stop it.
it. Mohan.
Right, go, Chopper, go.
And her Mary is spelled with two R's. That sucks, right? Na misspell ng dad na eh.
Okay lang.
So Mary, as in like...
So what's the point of this whole thing?
No, your name is very important. Ah, so you need to, okay. You know.
All right.
But you know what? I think what is important is that to prevent the parents from naming their children with very long names. Like they have three names, four names.
Agreed.
Instead.
Agreed. All right. Yeah, that's why we need 6 months.
For the kids to, right. To start writing their names.
That's why we need 6 months to think about it. Thanks, Jabs. Okay. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Bye. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Randy.
Randy, what's up? Not one of my favorite names, by the way, for guys. I'm not a big fan of Randys. Most of the Randys that I've met are assholes.
Well, I'm kind of one.
I'm sorry, what?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Ramsey, I told you.
Well, let me share you a theory of mine about names.
Sure, what's your theory?
Well, I've observed that there are names that, pag yun yung name mo, but, sure na maganda or guwapo ka, like Bianca or Amanda.
I used to feel that way about the name Gloria. What I thought that? every Gloria that I met was always rather pretty.
Really?
Yes.
My sister's English name is actually Gloria, but she doesn't use it because Jin is so easy to pronounce, not like Chongli.
She'll get better looking.
If there was no Twilight movie or series, oh my gosh.
What is up with you attacking our family members this morning?
What is wrong with you? Do you hate your family?
No, I hate your families. All right.
Why?
No,
they love you.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll do sex advice with Grace Lee. We have a lot of calls here on hold for that as well. 631-0899. Do you have a problem in your bedroom? Grace is here to fix it. And
if you have the...
What?
No, you have a boo-boo. And you always say
hi. Yeah. Your boo-boo on your heart.
What?
Yeah, Grace is going to put a band-aid on your genitals if you have a problem.
No, heart.
You have a problem in the bedroom. So 631-0899, sex advice with Grace Lee. Right after this short break, don't go away.
Good times with Mo Twister. Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
What's better than getting the most reliable broadband stick? Getting it for only 995 pesos. Get a new tattoo prepaid stick at the lower price of 995. Yes, 995 na lang. And get 5 days unlimited surfing free at a lower price and full features. No other stick comes close. Only from the number one most preferred broadband, Tattoo. Live without limits. Log on to tattoo.globe.com.ph, call 730-1000, or visit a Globe store. The promo period is from July 23 to August 8, 2011, per DTI NCR permit number 6624, series of 2011.
Dear Kuya Rob, I'm torn between two loves. Yung isa takes me places, cause I love to travel. The other takes me shopping, cause I also love to shop. But I have to choose. What should I do?
Dear Torn, there's no need to be torn. No need to choose because you can get both. With a Robinson Cebu Pacific MasterCard, earns you flyby points for flying Cebu Pacific or shopping at Robinson stores, plus 8% rebate on payday weekends. So Torn, don't get caught in the middle. Get a Robinson Cebu Pacific MasterCard. Yours truly, Kuya Rob. For DTI NCR numbers 4312 and 5460, series of 2011. See flyers for details.
Brought to you by Robinson Cebu Pacific MasterCard, a brand new way to fly and buy for free.
I used to hate the stench of your floral cologne. I can taste the flowers as you work beside my cube, clicking away on your keyboard. But this morning, your odor fails to offend me, as the nutty, toasty aroma of my McCafe premium roast coffee masks your garderific smell. So while I sip my brew's full round-bodied flavor, I think I might even smile at you.
Oh, the wonders of McCafe premium roast coffee at only 25 pesos. Enjoy a wonderful warm cup of McCafe premium roast coffee for free. Yep, we're giving away free coffee from August 8 to 12, 4 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Visit facebook.com/mcdo.ph to find out how to get your free cup per DTI NCR permit number 6248 series of 2011.
Pag dinedmang skin allergy, pwedeng maging
infection, skin asthma, eczema.
Mag-alerta agad with Intra Allergy Shield. Sangga ang allergy mula loob hanggang labas.
Allergy.
Ala na. Basta allergy. Alerta. Loratadine is the generic name of Alerta. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Mula noong 80s hanggang ngayon, sarap na sa Pure Food Standard Juicy Hot Dogs in Arayan.
kasama ko. Bagong kasama ko. Tahimik kasama ko. Bagong kasama ko. Kamaling kasama ko. Bagong kasama ko. Coke.
Bagong kasama ko, Coke Bottle. Kasama mo sa saya kahit saan. Swap sa 15 pesos. Suggested retail price. Oh, isama mo na. Open Coca-Cola, open happiness.
I'm craving for a Red Ribbon Black Forest. All beef Salisbury steak. Mmm, palabok. And a yummy cheese roll.
I want to shop.
Spend as low as 1,000 pesos anywhere with your East West Bank credit card and get the Red Ribbon treats you crave for free. Promo terms and conditions apply. Promo runs until September 30, 2011. Redemption period is until November 30, 2011. For DTI NCR permit number 4545, series of 2011.
Signal HD Hot Deals extended till September 30. Hurry, get free Signal HD kit and installation with plans 990 and 1290. 1,500 peso deposit required for plan 990. Call 244-6251. See flyers for details. For DTI NCR permit number 2706, series of 2011.
Hi, my demanding girlfriend.
Babe, new photo. Like mo, okay?
Tapos.
Babe, new status. Like mo na.
At minsan.
Babe, di mo nilike post ko. You don't love me na.
As if naman nakatira ako sa internet cafe, di ba? Kaya when you need internet right now, make sure you're on. With Globe Power Surf 15. Sobrang murang mobile internet. 15 pesos for 1 hour. Parang 25 centavos per minute lang. Consumable power for 1 day.
Babe, like ko yan.
That's Globe Power Surf. Text Power Surf 15 to 8888 and enjoy mobile internet your way. Only from Globe. 1 peso balance must be maintained. Promo valid until December 31, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 5832, series of 2011.
Girl, you're in love.
I am. Guess who lets me go shopping and spoils me with lots of free gifts from either Bonchon, Globe, Mongkok, South Star Drug, Sugar House, or the spa.
You're so spoiled. Who's doing all this?
No one else but my Ally Bank and PNB credit cards. I just show a single charge slip with a required amount and voila, presents galore. With my Ally Bank or PNB, I'm well taken care of. Who could ask for anything more?
For more info, call 818-9818 or domestic toll-free 1-800-1818-9818 per DTI NCR, permit number 4236, series of 2011. Promo period is from June 1 to August 31, 2011.
Hun, how nice should it be to wear a million worth luxury watch?
Or maybe drive our own Mercedes Benz.
Oh, mad ideas.
At Resorts World Manila, those mad ideas are coming true. Shop, dine, enjoy, and relax, and get a chance to win insanely huge prizes for our Midnight Madness. Two Mercedes Benz B160s and 2 million pesos worth of luxury watches from Washington Jewelry up the wraps.
For more gift certificates and a smart LED TV.
Or Samsung Galaxy Tab, iPad 2, laptops, digital cameras.
8.7 million pesos mad prizes at stake from July 1 to August 25. Join Midnight Madness at Resorts World Manila. See posters or log on to rwmanila.com for details. Like RW Manila on Facebook.
Resorts World Manila.
Don't miss the chance to drive your own Mercedes-Benz B160. Dine, shop, relax, and enjoy at Resorts World Manila to join the Mid-Year Madness. Raffle draws are on August 11 and 25. Visit Resorts World Manila today.
Sony is now reaching out to everyone with the new VAIO E-Series. More powerful, more affordable. Powered by Intel Core i3 at 36,999 pesos and Intel Core i5 at 46,999 pesos. Create a VAIO E-Ad and get a chance to win 25,000 pesos and a brand new Sony VAIO E-Laptop. Like Sony Philippines on Facebook and find out how. Promo period is from July 18 to August 12, 2011. For DTI NCR permit number 4973, series of 2011.
I never want to see your dark, pimply Scarface ever.
It's been 3 years. At panahon nang kalimutan ka.
Along with that gross, faint hint of a mustache.
Ano ka, nagbibinata?
Break na tayo. Sandra,
say bye to your old self and hello to the fabulous new you. Buy any Bello Essentials product for the chance to win a 150,000 peso makeover, including non-invasive services from Bello Medical.
Goodbye, below average looks. Hello, Bellified Beauty. Me!
For details on the Bello Essentials Beauty Makeover, go to facebook.com/Bello Essentials. For DOH FDA permit number 0746, series of 2011.
Promo runs from June 15 to August 15.
The Bello Essentials Beauty Makeover. Log on to Facebook and get Bello. Qualified now.
The advanced high-speed diesel fuel is here. Petron Turbo Diesel, engineered to provide extreme power, maximum fuel efficiency, and non-stop cleaning action. Petron Turbo Diesel, the future of high-speed diesel.
Gas up at participating
participating Petron stations and win Petron shirts, caps, and San Miguel products from July 1 to August 30. Per DTI permit number 4801, series of 2011. See posters and print ads for details.
How to enjoy new The Bar Citrus Tequila.
Just lick some salt.
Shoot the tequila.
I want to be my best all day. That's why I take B-Complex for energy.
Do you think that's enough? You need a complete multivitamin. Centrum. Centrum is complete from A to zinc. Contains all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, giving you more than just energy, but also immunity, stamina, brain vitality.
Woo! And so much more!
Take Centrum. Complete from A to zinc. Multivitamins plus minerals is the generic name of Centrum.
Get multi-benefits from your multivitamin so you can be your best every day.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mo, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Thank you.
Magic 89.9.
We're back on the show here, 7:36, Tuesday morning, the 2nd of August, 2011, if you need a date to check. And there's Grace Lee on my left, and Angelic Copter says to her right now, Mojo Jojo, he's sick, but no worries. Kids, what do you got?
Yes, thank you so much to Hair Works Salon, located across Greenville 5. You can look for Jasmine or Chrissy for anything you need for hair coloring or haircut. Just, you know, bring them a photo of the style that you want, and they'll make
it. Does that ever work, where you bring the photo of the style you want?
Yeah, people
and they actually
do that.
Are
because
able.
There are a lot of celebrities who will go to Hair Works Salon. So whenever those celebrities cover for a magazine, they actually bring the magazine.
But isn't it like it's not the hair but the face on you? Like, oh, okay, listen, I want Ann Curtis's thing, and all of a sudden come out, you look nothing like her.
Well, if you look like Lucy Liu, you don't want to look like, you don't bring the cover of Angelina Jolie.
And even Jasmine or Chrissy will, you know, will make it suitable for your facial shape and whatnot. I mean, they're the professionals, but you more or less bring it because you
that's
want that kind of style. Yes, it is.
If you're in Ortigas, go to Tony and Guy.
And thank you so much to L'Oreal Professional Hair Products. And if you're looking for BB creams, you know, I've been getting so many tweets about BB creams all week long. You can actually call 819-BELLO and the BB creams are available. And Angelic Copter's blog,
www.angelicopter.com.
Yes, I will repost it. And so much to L'Oreal Professional Hair Products. And if you're looking for BB creams, you know, I've been getting so many tweets about BB creams all week long. You can actually call 819-BELLO. And the BB creams are available. And Angelic Copter's blog,
www.angelicopter.blogspot.com,
it's still available.
Speaking of websites, hey, two of them I want you to